Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, rebroadcast from KVRF Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and today's star date is 60.10026. So that's 10,026 days since Pluto rounded the sun and has been in its new year. The Glacier Review on Radio Free Palmer has been on the air for over a year, and much of that year, I talk about the star date, and the star date as Pluto's new year, and how many days since the last Pluto's new year. I don't really talk a lot about why I like Pluto so much, or why I give a star date. Well, for one reason, I give a star date because I'm a Star Trek fan, and star dates sounds cool, and it's fun. But it's also a real number. The real number, you know, that I just mentioned was 10,026. That's like a big number. So why do I talk about the star date? Here's just a little bit of science meets sociology meets, I don't know what, world peace maybe. So in the Western world, we use a calendar based on the sun, and that's our 365.24 something something days. And every 4 years, we make up that extra quarter day with the leap day. So our seasons stay, the fall season stays in the fall, and winter stays in winter, and that's how our calendar works. A lot of cultures around the world use the sun and the moon for their annual calendar. So that's based on the full moon, which is more a different calculation than the sun. So you add the two and you end up with vastly different calendars. So we have 3, 4, 5, 6 significant calendars around the world. The one business one being the Western calendar that we're used to here in Alaska and the United States. So in the business world, even now in talking about this on the radio, I find it awkward because this is a very Western point of view in terms of calendaring, whereas I'm sure cultures focus some of their business practices or crop practices, spiritual practices based on something other than the Western calendar. So I want to be as open and inclusive in calendaring as I can. So how do we get open and inclusive, not only in my speaking on the radio program, but what would be a really cool calendar that would include literally the whole world? And to do that, we have to go out to the farthest extremes of our solar system, which is our own dear Pluto. The Pluto goes around the sun and the moon and the earth. So it's not just sun-moon-based or not just sun-based, but Pluto goes all the way around our whole solar system, and it does it every 248 years, which means 248 years would be one Pluto year, 248 Earth years would be one Pluto year. We have BC and AD, or BCE and CE in terms of the year zero. So we have history BC, history AD. How do we incorporate all of this with all these different calendars? And one way to do it is to what I've done. Quite arbitrarily, I went back 15,000 years. That's 248 times 4 is 1,000. I call this the year 60 in Stardate, 60.10,026. So I just went back 15,000 years and said, okay, that's when the Pluto calendar started, because that includes all of our recorded history of the human race. So year zero would be 15,000 years ago, which would be 13,000 BC or BCE. So that's why I think it'd be really great to have like a yardstick, a measuring for all the other calendars to agree on, still keeping the Western calendar, still keeping the all the Jewish calendar, the Islamic calendar, all the different kinds of calendars that are around the world. They're all great for what they are needed for and do. But I'm suggesting another timeline to measure off events in the human history that I call Stardate and that I base on Pluto. So that's enough about the Stardate and probably more than you maybe wanted to know, except next week, you know, I'm going to be talking about the Stardate again at the beginning of every The Glacier Review. Now we're going to move on to the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. So again, I want to mention to people, our next council meeting is the 23rd of February, 7 p.m., Glacier View School. Everybody is welcome. We will have elections for the vice president and the secretary. The election will be right after the Pledge of Allegiance. We will take the election, we'll take the votes. We will then combine the votes with the absentee ballots that have been mailed in. And we'll take a short break so that we can count the votes, and then we'll resume the meeting. So if you want to vote, be there at 7, and we're going to vote right after the Pledge of Allegiance. During the council, we will briefly talk about the health fair. The health fair is on the 25th, 9 in the morning. So I talked to Betty with the Matsu group that's bringing in this health fair. What a great, great, great group. They're really cool. And Betty is awesome. They really do health fairs right. And you can have your blood test. Now, the blood test is the only thing that costs in the health fair. And if you are a resident of Glacier View, there's even a little bit of money available for offsetting some of the costs of the blood tests. If you have difficulty paying, you can get some of the blood test cost offset. But also, so fasting, what do you do about fasting? Well, take your medication. Keep with your medications. I had a long chat with Betty about fasting and medication and that. If you are a diabetic or a person who needs a certain level of glucose, do not fast. If there's any medical reason to not fast, don't fast. In fact, she said, of the 26 items on the blood test panel, 24 of them did not care whether you fast or not. Only 2 of them mattered for fasting. And she said, in fact, some people, they don't bother fasting at all. I'm not your doctor. I'm not your nurse. I'm not a health official. I'm your council president, suggesting that if you want to fast. And if you need to take medications, please take them. And if you need to eat, please eat. And they'll ask you when they take your blood. So, health fair, February 25th, 9 a.m., Glacier View School. And if you are hungry after fasting, if you have fasted and you're hungry, in another room, there is going to be breakfast, a fundraiser by the Glacier View students, breakfast after fasting during the health fair. And it's in another room, so you can go and eat and then come back. So there you go. That's the health fair. Computer class, Thursday, February 15th, 7 p.m. Now, Gary Wolski and I are giving computer classes And last time it was how to turn on and off your computer, just the basics, how to make a folder, how to organize your data. This Thursday, we are working on how to make a good-looking text document. Text document. That means a letter. That means a report. Whatever you're going to type in a text program, such as Word or on a Mac, Pages. So we will include information about Word, Microsoft Word, and about Apple's Pages, but we're really gonna focus on what are some of the principles of fonts, formatting, margins, page numbering, all kinds of things, so that you can print a good-looking document. And we're going to talk about printers and printer setup and printer functions. And if we have time, we're going to work on posters and graphics for posters, printing those out too. Always linking back to the printer and also saving things as PDFs, because maybe you're going to email this document as a PDF or post it online. So February 15th, 7 p.m., Glacier View School is computer class with Gary Wolski and myself, Joseph Davis. We will be focusing on making text documents. You can use open source, you can use Pages, Word, all kinds of text programs. Okay. I'm sure it's no secret to you now, but I love numbers. I've got some great numbers for you. 259, 101,000, 26,260,000. These are the numbers that we've got now because I got a letter from Carol Montgomery of the Matsu Recycle Coalition. The Matsu Recycle Coalition, Carol Montgomery, sent me a letter. She will be sending people to the Glacier View Community Council to discuss plastic grocery bags. So what's the number? 26,260,000. That's how many plastic bags. This is a staggering number. How many plastic bags people in the Matsu borough go through each year? 26,260,000 plastic grocery bags each year. Now, I went online. I talked to Siri. Hang on. Here we go. Hey, Siri, what is the population of the Matsu borough?
Checking my sources. Okay. I found this on the web for what is the population of the Matsu borough.
And the number reads 101,095. That's the U.S. Census released in 2015. 101,095. So I'm thinking something's wrong here. There cannot be 26 million plastic grocery bags. Impossible. I divided 26,260,000 by 101.95. That means 259 bags per person per year. Now that's population, that's per person. So that means if it's a family of two, a couple, it'd be almost 598 bags per year. Well, when I go to the store, if I forget my cloth bags or my big heavy-duty bags for the grocery store, if I forget them, people double bag my groceries, and rightfully so. They're very thin. And I'll walk out with four, five, six double-bagged bags. So six bags, doubled bag, that's 12 bags. Six bags isn't that many groceries. So 26 million bags in the borough alone. I can't even imagine what Anchorage would be. So Matsu Recycle Coalition has a Bag It campaign to reduce the number of bags being used. And I'm all for it. They're going to come speak at the Glacier View Community Council on the 23rd. If you want to know more, show up. Also, they have a Facebook page. I will be posting a link on my The Glacier Review Facebook page. I'll post a link to theirs. 26 million. That's just wrong. Part of the reason that they have this anti-bag is because we get the trashy bags all up and down our roads. That interferes with wildlife, with plants and animals, fish. It's an eyesore. It's trash that we have to clean up. Takes a very, very long time to degrade. It's pollution. It's polluting the soil. So I'm all for it. So that will be at the Glacier View Community Council meeting. Now it is time for a station identification. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Visit radiofreepalmer.org and become a member today. Visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Big Cabbage Radio broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and rebroadcasting in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and by the way, as a member-supported community radio station, you can help Radio Free Palmer with your pick, click, give donation. Just donate to Radio Free Palmer with pick, click, and give by March 31st, and you are automatically eligible to double your PFD. Now, only five people are selected. Five lucky winners who register to pick, click, and give by March 31st. Five will have theirs doubled. Also, the nonprofit with the greatest percentage increase in number of donors will receive an extra $5,000. That could be us. You can have your dividend doubled in the Double Your Dividend drawing, and we could win $5,000. So, pick, click, and give Radio Free Palmer in your community-supported radio station. Already posted on the Glacier Review on Facebook, the Glacier Review is How Big is Big? And how small are we? Here's a new view on our planet, our solar system, even our galaxy, on how small we are. It is Laniakea. Laniakea, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that Hawaiian word correctly. Laniakea is a supercluster of galaxies. We're getting farther out and a better view. We can now see Laniakea and some other supercluster galaxies. I have posted the link to this short YouTube video. Really well done, and the graphics are just spectacular. So, how big is big and how small are we? I tell you, I felt infinitesimally small when I saw what a super cluster galaxy is. We can now see and begin to map that far out. Okay, how about a little lively music? I was listening to a fellow, Jeffrey Reed Baker. He was born in 1947, is a pianist, composer, arranger best known for his work as a pioneer in the world of computer recording using synthesizers and digital instruments since the mid-1980s. He gained national media attention from major publications such as the Chicago Tribune, Stereo Review, Digital Audio, and USA Today. He has got fabulous music, and I'm not going to read any more about him. But Jeffrey Reed, R-E-I-D, Baker, B-A-K-E-R. Really fun music. Let's listen. Thank you. I don't even know how to pronounce the name of the song. I think it's Guitare. Guitare could be, anyway, arranged for synthesizer by Jeffrey Reed Baker. Here's another one. And remember, just because it's a synthesizer, he's still playing a keyboard. He's playing black and white keys. It's him doing it. He's not programming musical notations and telling the computer to do it. The synthesizer just changes the sounds, that's all. He's still, what a pianist. Ritual Fire Dance, Jeffrey Reed Baker again. Thank you. And that's, of course, Hungarian dance. All right. Thank you for listening today. Does something on today's program interest you? Care to add to the discussion? Visit the Glacier Review on Facebook and add your comments and photos and see what others are saying, as well as seeing the links that I've posted, including the Super Galaxy Cluster. Whoa! Until my next program, good wishes to you and yours. And head off to pick, click, and give and donate today. My name is Joseph Davis.